Hello, and welcome to this week's featured articles from the March 15th edition of Bottom Line Personal, inside information from the world's best experts. I'll begin with the article entitled, The New FANG 2.0, Fuel, Agriculture, Aerospace Defense, Nuclear, and Gold Precious Metals. If you want to beat the stock market in the coming years, stop hoping for big tech to return to its glory days. Behemoths that dominate the market in one decade rarely lead in subsequent ones, warn investment strategists Joseph Quinlan and Lauren Sanfilippo. The dominant tech companies known as FANG, that's F-A-A-N-G, representing Facebook, whose parent company is Meta, Amazon.com, Apple, Netflix, and Google, whose parent company is Alphabet, accounted for 15% of the S&P 500 at one point, but now face challenges, including a radically different economic environment. The same environment will enable other areas to become leaders, areas that Quinlan and Sanfilippo have dubbed FANG 2.0, that is, fuel, agriculture, aerospace defense, nuclear, and gold precious metals. In 2022, indexes that track FANG 2.0 niches returned an average of 13% versus 46% loss for the old FANG and an 18% loss for the broader market or S&P 500. Bottom Line Personal asked Quinlan and Sanfilippo what will happen to big tech and to explain why FANG 2.0 is likely to dominate. Rotation in market leaders. The world has undergone profound change since the height of the pandemic. We've gone from infections to inflation, big data to big oil, the CDC to NATO. Nowhere is this more evident than in the stock market. Big tech, which enjoyed rapid growth over the last decade as the economy increasingly digitalized, has seen a collapse in its earnings and stock prices. These businesses are hardly about to fade away, but they may not outpace the broad market in coming years given their rich valuations and the massive headwinds they're likely to encounter. The end of a decade-long period of steady economic growth and ultra-low inflation boosted prices of richly valued, fast-growing stocks. Instead, we have surging oil prices, higher interest rates, sharp, short swings in economic activity. Rising geopolitical risks have increased the value of physical assets. Securing energy and food resources has become the top priority for most governments. These same economic and geopolitical realities will serve to boost the fortunes of deeply undervalued FANG 2.0 stocks. First, fuel. Despite the energy sector's 46% rise last year, it accounts for only about 5% of the S&P 500 market cap versus a 13.4% weighting in 1990. Several factors will keep energy prices elevated over the next several years, including constrained supply as oil companies become more fiscally conservative, choosing to return cash to shareholders rather than spend on oil exploration and drilling. Also, the death of fossil fuels has been exaggerated. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says oil consumption from 2020 to 2050 is expected to rise at least 20%. Next, agriculture. The inflation in food prices would have happened even without the decline in agricultural exports from Russia and Ukraine. The world will need to produce more food in the next four decades than in the past 8,000 years. Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index hit an all-time high in March of 2022, and though it has fallen, it is still elevated versus previous years, due to climate change, shrinking arable land, and soaring fertilizer prices. Countries are protecting their needs by restricting exports of wheat, palm oil, etc. And aerospace slash defense. The resurgence of nationalism around the world, combined with a belligerent Russia and China, will lead to increased defense spending. In the U.S., the Biden administration has asked lawmakers for $813 billion in military spending for this year. That's a 4% increase from 2022. Defense companies are also finding new areas of revenue in cybersecurity software and electronic warfare. For nuclear energy fell off in favor after the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan in 2011, but it is being rebranded as a highly reliable green energy to supplement renewables such as wind and solar as we slowly transition to a zero-carbon world. European countries, facing a natural gas lockout from Russia, are restarting dormant nuclear power stations and increasing power output of existing ones. In the U.S., the Biden administration established a $6 billion fund to help nuclear plant operators keep their reactors running. And finally, gold slash metals. Gold is a safe haven asset. Concerns about inflation and war have had recent prices up 5% versus a 6% drop for the S&P 500 index in the last 12 months. Other metals and minerals are likely to do well because years of underinvestment by miners will keep supplies tight and prices high. Also, hard assets are vital to transition away from fossil fuels. An example, an electric car requires 6 times the mineral input of a conventional car. Next, from Bottom Line Personal, what happens as you get older? It isn't what you think. As a geriatrician who has spent 40 years treating older patients, Roseanne Leipzig, MD, PhD, hears the same question day in and day out. Is XYZ symptom a normal part of aging? Here's what Dr. Leipzig tells them. Many changes in your physical, mental, and emotional health can be chalked up to quote-unquote normal aging, and some physical and cognitive changes are inevitable. Needing assistive devices such as eyeglasses or hearing aids and occasionally losing your train of thought are to be expected as you age. But that doesn't mean a 75-year-old can't be full of energy, free from symptoms of most chronic diseases. Many of these changes, such as having the occasional senior moment, not being able to handle alcohol as well as decades earlier, and needing to use the bathroom several times a night, may be manageable. Others, including poor vision or becoming off balance more easily, can be more concerning if they put you at risk of falls and other incidents. But only 20% of people over 65 and over, and 40% of those over 85, experience significant limitations in cognition, vision, hearing, mobility, communication, or the ability to continue caring for themselves. Still, Dr. Leipzig does not agree with the saying, 80 is the new 60, even though the intentions behind it are good. Her take, old age is a new stage of life, and it's not the same as middle age. One of the keys to healthy aging is accepting the fact that humans change as the years march on. Hair turns gray. Weight shifts to the belly. Eyesight gets weaker. You don't need to enjoy these changes, but learning your options for navigating your new normal can enhance your well-being while helping you cultivate a positive mindset. According to researchers at Yale University School of Public Health, Older adults with negative perceptions of aging performed worse on memory and hearing tests than similar older adults with positive perceptions of aging. Positive perceptions of aging also were linked with longer lifespan, and those extra years, 7.5 to be exact, were more likely to be independent. Ready to make peace with aging? Dr. Leipzig explains what you can expect and how to manage those changes. One change to be expected, medications will affect you differently. What's happening? The kidneys and liver play a role in processing medications. These organs change with age. Not only do they receive less blood flow, but the number of cells within the organs begins to dwindle. Both changes decrease the speed with which medications are eliminated from the body. This causes increased blood levels of medications, possibly leading to adverse drug events, referred to as ADEs, such as confusion with common acid reducers like Tagamet and Pepcid, or hypoglycemia and fainting with insulin. This can happen with new drugs or with drugs you've been taking for decades. Higher than usual drug levels also can be caused by drug-to-drug interactions. Older adults often take multiple medications, some of which may no longer be needed. Others are prescribed to treat side effects from a pre-existing drug. The polypharmacy often leads to ADEs. The more drugs you take, the greater the chance of side effects. What to do? Practice Goldilocks' motto and take what's just right for you. Tell each of your physicians and healthcare providers that you'd like to be thoughtful with your prescription regimen and confirm that you need every medication you're prescribed and that you are taking the proper dosage for your age and body composition. That includes medications that treat chronic conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes. You may have taken them for years, but the dose you need may have changed with age. Or perhaps you've made a major lifestyle change, such as losing weight or quitting smoking, and no longer need a particular medication at all. A reminder, part of ensuring the appropriate dose also involves checking for underdosing. Important, never stop taking a drug without talking to your provider first. That may cause uncomfortable, even life-threatening withdrawal symptoms. Some items from the Heard by Our Editors column. Statins may protect against brain bleeds, reports David Geist, Ph.D. Early randomized trials raised concerns that taking statins could put people at greater risk for intracerebral hemorrhage, ICH, bleeding into the brain, a deadly form of stroke. Recent findings, when comparing previous statin use among patients who'd had a first-ever ICH, with people from general population, using statins for 5 or more years was associated with a 33% to 38% lower risk for ICH. Leasing an EV could land you a big tax credit, says auto expert Carl Brauer. New rules may mean electric vehicles no longer qualify for the $7,500 EV federal tax credit when purchased. EVs priced above $55,000, $80,000 for SUVs and pickups, and or assembled outside North America are ineligible, for example. The loophole, those limitations won't apply if you lease the EV. The leasing company technically will receive the tax credit. Ask that the savings be reflected in your lease before signing a contract. And finally, from the Heard by Our Editors column, MRI-targeted prostate biopsy reduces overdiagnosis. We hear from Aaron Katz, MD. men with elevated PSA scores who had MRIs of their prostates underwent fewer unnecessary tests and treatments than men who received standard biopsies. Any intermediate cancers that MRI missed could safely be managed with active surveillance. If your annual PSA test is high, get retested and discuss with a urologist getting an MRI rather than a biopsy. Medicare covers it, but some insurers may push back. And for those of us worried about avoiding the next social faux pas, the new rules for drinking wine. In this age of wine and cans, sweet red wine and Instagram wine parties, it's difficult to believe that there used to be hard and fast rules for wine drinking. Some wines were acceptable only in certain seasons, and specific food and wine pairings were sacrosanct. Many of these rules have fallen by the wayside. Here are the ones that we don't have to pay much attention to anymore. Serving temperature. Even people who didn't know much about wine, quote-unquote, knew that red wine had to be served at room temperature. White wine should be chilled. What's new? Almost any kind of wine, white, red, sweet red, can be chilled, and you can even add ice cubes. The caveat, highest quality and most expensive reds are still best served at a temperature of 55 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Packaging. Until a few years ago, wine came only in glass bottles. Recently, wine in cans became the next big thing. What's new? Wine can come in bottles, boxes, cans, even paper and plastic. The key here? Stick to 3-liter or smaller containers for the best quality. Mixing it in. Wine used to be served only on its own in stemmed glasses. What's new? The popularity of sweet red wine and sparkling wine has opened a new era for wine drinkers, in addition to the French 75, gin, champagne, lemon juice, and sugar, and the champagne cocktail, sugar, Angostura bitters, champagne, brandy, and a maraschino cherry. You can mix a sweet red with club soda and a few limes to make a sangria-style cocktail, or use an $8 to $12 sparkling wine, such as Italian Prosecco or Spanish Cava, to move past the traditional mimosa. No more seasons. At one time, red wine was for winter, white for summer, and rosé was available only a few months of the year. The new rule, all of that has been turned upside down. Ice cubes can turn red wine into a summer drink. Many whites, like a California Chardonnay, are made in a heavier style and can be enjoyed during colder months, and rosé is available 12 months a year. Next, we have some items from the On the News column. Conflicting evidence on COVID boosters, reports William Schaffner, MD. In a recent study, Cleveland Clinic workers who had received more vaccine doses were at higher risk for infection. The reason is unclear, but the same study found the bivalent booster 30% effective in preventing infection, and a large Israeli study showed boosters reduced hospitalizations by 81% in older adults. COVID has become more transmissible, but most cases are mild, and boosters limit severity. Consider annual travel insurance if you take 3 or more trips a year, advises travel expert John Descala. Insurance companies offer options that cover medical emergencies, evacuations, lost luggage, rental car damage, theft, and more. Single trips to multiple destinations don't qualify. You must return home between trips. Read the fine print. Purchase through third parties or travel agents rather than doing online booking with an airline or cruise company. Shop for plans at insuremytrip.com. And finally, from On the News, rapid relief for ulcerative colitis, said Miguel Ruggiero, MD. Until recently, doctors usually treated bouts of moderate to severe ulcerative colitis with steroids, which could become toxic or ineffective. Recent finding, patients taking upadacitinib, Rinvoq, daily got lasting relief beginning as quickly as one day. Rinvoq suppresses the immune system overreaction implicated in ulcerative colitis, is currently approved for ulcerative colitis, and may soon be approved for Crohn's disease. Also from Bottom Line Personal, new health tech. Thousands of technology companies exhibited their latest products at the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this past January. Among the flying cars and next-generation smartphones were some gadgets designed to improve health or provide assistance to people facing physical issues, including these. Keep your health on track with a smartwatch. Citizen CZ makes wellness-related predictions and recommendations for the wearer, in addition to tracking his or her heart rate, blood oxygen levels, and other health data. Example, the watch warns the wearer when he or she is becoming fatigued before he suffers a dangerous loss of alertness, and it provides tips for overcoming that fatigue via accompanying app. Watchmaker Citizen partnered with IBM and NASA to develop this tech. A bonus, unlike many smartwatches, the CZ watches look like classy timepieces. It will reach stores in March, $276 to $435, depending on the style. CitizenWatch.com. Also, monitor your health on your TV. Samsung Neo QLED and OLED TVs have an optional detachable high-tech camera that uses remote photoplethysmography tech to monitor viewers' heart rate variability, respiratory rate, oxygen saturation, and stress index. A bonus, Samsung is launching a service and app that will allow owners of these TVs to quickly arrange telemedicine exams with participating doctors. Price and release dates have not yet been announced, nor is it known whether Samsung's telemedicine services will be covered by insurance or Medicare. Samsung.com. And reduce anxiety with a robotic pillow. Fofolli expands and contracts as if it were breathing. Hugging it replicates the reassuring sensation of hugging a comforting person or pet. Japan's Yokai Engineering worked with researchers, University of Tokyo, to develop Fofolli and claims that holding this pillow for 5 minutes can lead to, quote, rhythmical synchronization, end quote, which encourages anxious people to slow their breathing and calm down. No pricing data or release date is yet available. UX-XU.com. Next, do you have pandemic teeth? According to the American Dental Association Health Policy Institute, 69% of dentists have reported an increase in teeth grinding and clenching among patients since the start of the pandemic. 63% have seen an increase in cracked teeth. The likely culprit? Stress. Stress-related clenching and grinding create wear and tear on teeth, which may ultimately necessitate root canal treatment. Symptoms of damaged teeth include sensitivity to cold and hot temperatures that lingers after swallowing, as well as pain when biting. Nearly 40% of the dentists surveyed reported an increase in cavities and gum disease. This may be due to changing diets. stress eating sweets, for example, and deteriorating oral hygiene habits. It was a lot easier to forget to brush your teeth when every day blurred into the next. If you suspect a cracked tooth or have put off seeing your dentist because of the pandemic, make an appointment as soon as possible. Some items from the Did You Know That column. Did you know that 36% of households live paycheck to paycheck, even though they earn $250,000 or more a year? Number of Americans who use all their monthly income to pay expenses and save nothing is on the rise, up to 61% versus 52% in 2021. Did you know that seniors drive more safely than their kids? Most recent traffic safety data shows that drivers in their 70s have fewer police-reported highway crashes and fewer driving fatalities than 35 to 54-year-olds. The likely reason: improved health, safer cars, better infrastructure, and changes to licensing policies. Did you know that the largest lifestyle house made from Legos, the interlocking bricks, was built by 4,000 volunteers in Dorking, England in 2009. Other Lego notables: a replica of London's Tower Bridge, built by Land Rover in 2016. It was sturdy enough to drive across. And a full-size Lego camping trailer, constructed by an Australian team in 2018. Did you know that your dog might understand what you're saying? MRI scans of dogs exposed to streams of speech show that they follow the same essential process that human babies use to recognize a cluster of syllables as a word. And did you know that time flies in virtual reality? Among people asked to stop when they thought 5 minutes had elapsed, players of a maze game in virtual reality played almost 30% longer before they thought 5 minutes had passed than those playing the game using normal monitor. From the Your Money column, how declining home prices affect homeowners. Homeowners who don't plan to sell might see lower property taxes and insurance premiums, since these are partly based on a home's value. Homeowners who do sell can expect less profit, but if they bought the house more than 2 years ago, it likely has appreciated enough that a sale still will be profitable. Homeowners who need to borrow against equity will face a bigger issue, since borrowing is based on the difference between the current value and a home's remaining mortgage. Lower current value will result in not being able to borrow as much, or even may lead to a HELOC credit line being frozen. Recent home buyers have the greatest risk. The home now may be worth less than the outstanding mortgage balance. Anyone who needs to sell could be forced to do so at a deep discount or allow the house to go into foreclosure. From the Healthier You column, water truly is the fountain of youth. Having too little water in the body leads to unhealthy blood levels of sodium. Normal range for blood sodium is 135 milliequivalents per liter to 146 milliequivalents per liter. Adults with sodium levels above the normal range had a 50% higher risk of being biologically older than their chronological age and a 21% higher risk of dying early. Adults older than their chronological age were 64% more likely to develop chronic diseases such as heart failure, stroke, and atrial fibrillation, and more. Blood level of sodium is influenced by liquid intake from water and fruits and vegetables that are high in water content. Those are some of the articles in the March 15th edition of Bottom Line Personal, This program and all the programs you hear on Chris are available on demand on our website and our telephone radar service. We thank you for listening. So long until next time.